Zarachin Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amabez. This is the last daf here in the fifth parak of Maseches Zarachin, in parak HaOmer Mishkali Alai, as we continue in these every couple of dafim, a different topic. Again, remember in the second parak, the third parak, we had all different shas topics going, branching out from Arachin to general topics. This parak we've focused a little bit more on Lashonos and what people mean by giving different amounts to the Beis HaMikdash using different mechanisms and chumras of Nedarim more than Arachin, chumras of Arachin more than Nedarim. And the last mission we had on the top of here, Chaf Amid Beis, if somebody wants to give something and then something happens to the item, you know, is there still a Chiyav or not? Or does the Chiyav disappear like the item disappeared? It gets us thinking to the similar idea that's said in many places, the difference between Nedar and Nadava, the mission in the first parak of Maseches Megillah, Ein Nedar V'Nadava, Chiyav Achrayas. So that's a similar discussion to what we are having here. So we just had a discussion relating to our Mishnah, and now the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, some have the same conversation, not on what we were just talking about, Remeir's discussion of a Davar Shalom Bala Olam, can you give you know, the Makdish, something that is not there yet, and all the related issues related to that sugya, but some have that discussion on the following Tosefta in Maseches Bavonitzia. Viga Damas Nila Aha. Hamasker Bayez Lachaveiro Vinisnaga. Somebody rents out, leases out a house to their friend, and the house becomes a Bayez HaMenuga. Right? That's pretty unusual. Maybe it never happened. Right? The Gemara in the Sanhedrin, Samach Aleph, the three mitzvahs that might not have ever happened, Machlokas, right? Might not have ever happened, Bayez HaMenuga, Ben Sower Amoreb, Ir HaNidachas, Machlokas, whether that ever occurred. It is fascinating that in that Gemara where it quotes that it could be, it never happened, and lo haya v'lo nivra. So why is it written, drosh v'kabal schar, as we have mentioned in the past, but the Gemara quotes by Ben Sora Mora, I think it's Rabbi Yonasan that said, no, I was on the kever of Ben Sora Mora, and Be'ir Nidachas, I was on the tail of Ben Sora, of Be'ir Nidachas, but it doesn't quote by the third one, that I saw, you know, a Bayez HaMenuga, it doesn't quote, but again, it's clear that is also a machlokas, because if you remember the Rashi in Parshas Tazria Mitzora, where Rashi says they dafka had that Bayez HaMenuga, so Hashem could cause them to break down their houses and find the treasures of the Emoriim. So it sounds like it was Lamaisa. It sounds like it was Lamaisa. So it seems to be different deus in Chazal. But either way, Bayez HaMenuga. So if somebody is maskir the house to a friend and then it gets saras, so therefore what? Could somebody live in a saras house, but they're just going to become tame? Right? We know a Bayez HaMenuga is like tumas meis, right? There's tumas ohel by a Bayez HaMenuga, right? That's where the Rambam in Sefer Tahara, right? The structure of Sefer Tahara, the Rambam starts off with tumas meis, which is the most chamur, the most stringent of all of Hilchas Tahara, right after that paraduma, because paraduma, you know, gets rid, and then right after that, there's tumas saras. Right, before all the other halachas of even avos atumah, tumas mishkav umoshav, which are very chamor, right, zava, by mishkav umoshav, but before that, the Rambam has tumas saras, because that's one of the chamor elements of tumah. So the Rambam says, so the Gemara says here, so what is the halacha? So av asker bayis l'chaveiro, v'nisnage af api shechol tu kohen, even though the kohen is machlatin, even though the kohen says, this is a bayis hamenuga, omer lo harei shechol fanecha. The bialim, the owner, can still say, well, the house is still there. It's not, it hasn't disappeared, right? If the house has disappeared, if the item that was sachur is not there, then you can't say harei shechol fanecha. But we know, just like in other areas of halacha, on a chametz, and other areas, something that might not be usable, still, the original owner could say, Aresha Chalafanecha. Nitatso, once it's broken down, once they have to break it, the Kohen has to break it in order to go through the process of Tara, of a Bayez HaMenuga, so then we say, Chayav Laham Midlo Bayez. Then he has to give him another house. Why? Rashi, Nitatso Kohen, Chayav Maskir Lahamid Bayez Achel Usocher. The Maskir has to provide another house. Why does the Maskir have to provide another house? Why? Rashi continues, Misha Mazle Damaskirhu, Shenechshad al Ageza or al Tsaris Ayin. Because we assume that it is the bad mazel of the maskir that caused this house to get Tsaras, right? One of the seven Averas that are mentioned earlier for Tsaras. So it's the maskir's bad mazel, as we said earlier. There's a discussion, why do we assume it was the maskir's bad mazel? Maybe it's the socher's bad mazel. right? The socher is the one that is living there, right? So why don't we say it's the socher, right? The chasnei David asked. Now we know in Maseches Bamitzia on Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara says that Schiris is mechira liyomei. Schiris is like a sale for that day. So if it's like a sale, so it's like the socher's. So why do we toll it on the maskir? Which is say it's more on the socher. It's his. So says the Chassid David, it must be like Tosfos and the Rambam say there in Bamitzia, that it doesn't really mean it literally. That schiris is mechira liyomei. Literally, it's theirs. No, it means regarding certain halachos, like regarding inyan halachas of ona'a, regarding halachas of other inyani karka. But it's not dafka. You know, it's still the owner is still the owner, right? The maskir, the landlord is still the landlord. There are certain halachas, right? Mezuzah is a chovas hadar, and other halachas apply to the one that actually lives there. But really, it doesn't mean it in total. That's what he proves in this gemara, that we still blame the maskir, so to speak, and his bad mazel. The Tosfos here has two deos. What exactly is the halacha of a bayis hamenuka? Tosfos and Dibur Maskal Af Al Pi. Tosfos goes to re. The mehalcha mashma the bayis hamenuka mochlan muter bana. Right. It sounds like the fact that he can still say areishal chavarecha. Does that reflect that it's still muter bana? Right. So it sounds like from here that a bayis hamenuka is muter bana, and still he can say areishal chavarecha. Similar to two cases above Metzia, Daf Ayin Ches, Socher Chamer VeHivrika. What happens if you rent out a donkey and the government comes and takes the donkey away? Nasis Angaria. So you can say, Arei Shechol Fanecha. De'i Amrina, the bias Anechlat, Asur Bahana. Because if you say it's Asur Bahana, as Tosfos, Im Kain, shouldn't it be like it died? Kimeso Nishbra, because, as it says in the next line, or it says over there, you have to give another Chamer. If it becomes Asur to use, not just not available, but if it becomes usher to use, then it's kilu is not there. So therefore, why would you be able to see Areish HaKol Fanecha? So that's Tosfos first day. That must be from here that a Bais HaMadugi is Mutar Bana, even though it is Meitzitame. V'kasha L'mori. But, says Tosfos, it says in the Torah's Kohanim, Gabi Begadim Sara'as Mam Eres Tein La Me'era Shalo Yehene Mimenu Mashba De Asur Bana. Sounds like it's Asur Bana in that case. He says, quotes similarly in Mrs. Chalitza, when we talk about a sandal to use for Chalitza. Is a Chalitza Muskar, a Chalitza Mukhlat, and by a Chalitza Mukhlat, it doesn't work. Right? Chalitza Psula, if it's Mukhlat. So Tosfos says, it's Arach Lomar in the second skinny line, De'inachinami, do Asur Bana. Tosfos says, a bayis hamenuka doesn't only make you tame. You're not allowed to live in a bayis hamenuka. It's fascinating that almost every halacha of tzaras is beferish in the Torah. Torah shebechsaf. But it's not like we have to like do all these drushes. Almost everything, almost all of Maseches Negoim is in the Torah. This halacha is not beferish in the Torah. Right, is bayis hamenuka asur bana or not? It makes you tame, and you have to do this and that, go through all the details. But Tosfos here has 2 days when it's asur bana. V'hadamar hacha, if it's asur bana, so why are you able to say arei shachal fanecha? V'hadamar hacha, d'omar la arei shachal fanecha, haynu kagon d'omar le bayis zeh. If he said this house, if he rented out this house, v'kivan tuhu ba'en enu chayav lahamalo bayis acher. That, because it's still physically there, so you don't have to appoint another one. And you said this house. You didn't say a house. Miu ifsit scharo. He doesn't get his rental fee. Right? He could still say areish l'chol fanecha, but he's not going to get paid for it. V'avi kamo mesa o nishbara damar hasam chayv l'haim elo chamar acher. So it's like not usable. Not usable in that case, but he's not going to get his rental fee. By the way, that's 2 days in Tosfos. Important about bayis hamenuga. Either way, back to the Gemara. So if somebody rents out the house, and the house gets saraz, so that even though the coin was machlit, he can still say Reish HaVadecha. But if it's broken, so then Chai La'amelo Besa. We'll go through some of the other halachas in a couple of minutes. Let's first continue, though, here. Hikdisho Hadarbo, if the one living in the house is makdishit, so then Ma'al Eschar LaHekdish. So then, he has to pay the rental fee to Hekdish. Says the Gemara, he can be Makdishit. Hekdishu Hadarba, Heche Masi Makdishla. How can he be Makdishit? It's not his. Ish ki Yakdish Beso Kodesh, Amar Achmana, Ma Beso Bershuso, Kol Bershuso. Right? You can't be Makdishit. Right? Like Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere in Meruba. A Nigzal, somebody steals something, So then neither of them, right? The loaf, he didn't have yeush. Zelafishenish alov, zelafishenish reshuso. It's not his, it's not in your reshus. Hakdasha needs a very high standard of connection to the item. It has to be yours, it has to be in your reshus. So therefore here, why could the socher be makdashit? Ma beisu reshusov kol reshuso. Hachi ka'amar, again, big discussion on that, but let's just first continue. Hikdisho maskir adorbo malas chala hekdash. But the opposite. The maskir. If he is makdashit, so then the payment of rent, the rental fee, has to be given to Hector. So the Gemara again says, Hekdisha maskir echidayer bay. If the maskir is makdashit, how can he live in there? That, oh, he's gonna have to pay the rental fee. B'me'ila koi. Right? He's violating me'ila. That's already an isser. The question of whether you can live in a Bais HaMenucha, that's 2 days of Tosfos. Whether you can live in a house that belongs to the Hektish, the Bais HaMikdash, that for sure you can't. Rabbi Me'ilokoi, even though it's not mefurish in the Torah, what exactly is the Isra Me'ila? And that's a fascinating Ha'ara, the Rishonim discuss. What is the source of the Isra Me'ila? The Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, that if one violates Me'ila, then one has to give a carbon, asha me'ilos, and pay a chomesh, but doesn't say beferish anywhere, lo tim'ol. Doesn't say that. That's why it's a discussion. What exactly is the source of the isra me'ila? It's just assumed, but there is an isser, and therefore hechi da'erbe b'me'ila koi visu, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila visu malas chala hektish, and also you have to pay hektish for the rental kiva demal be nafig likschar lechulin. Another halacha me'ila. Once somebody violates me'ila, in most cases, then the item becomes chulin. The gezela, so to speak, the violation, the abuse of the hektish does itself be motzi the item from hektish. There are exceptions to the rule, right? Klishares, and the like. But, you know, if somebody uses an animal of, klushas haguf, somebody rides on a sheep, but there are exceptions, but, in most cases it goes to chulin. So what exactly is the Tosefta talking about that if the maskir is matishit, so then you have to pay hektish? So the Gemara answers, da amar lekishe yavo scharo yikdash. He means when I get the schar, the maskir says, when I get the schar, when I get the payment, then it's going to go to the hektish. So now we have the parallel discussion that we had on the previous daf. How can he do that? It's a davar shlo bala olam. For ein adam makdash davar shlo bala olam. So how is it that he'll be able to do this? And he didn't say the item legabe itzchar. Right, so that, as we know from other Gemaras, that might work, right? Dekel leperosav. There are formulations to use to make something bala olam, even though it's not bala olam. Right? The fruit of the tree legabe, the fruit that's gonna come with it. So as long as you, connect it to a davar shebala olam, which might relate to a little bit, I think, what we might have discussed a number of years ago in the last year, about what exactly is the problem of a davar shebala olam. Right? Is it a lack of gemiras das? That a person doesn't take themselves seriously when they commit themselves to a davar shlo bala olam, or no, this full gemiras das. The problem is a technical legal one about can't be chalon, nothing can be chalon. Right? Gemara in Bama Tzia Tezayin seems to take a stand on that. But either way, so how can it be makdash this schar if it's not here yet? So on that, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hamani Rabbi Meir he to Amar Adam makdash davar shlo bala olam. Maybe it's like Rabbi Meir, first version that a person is makdash davar shlo bala olam. Ika to Amre Amalei Rav Papa Labaya veAmrilai Rav Mari Bar Chama Rav Chizda. A different conversation. Kemad Rabbi Meir Amar Adam makdash davar shlo bala olam. Right? Is this like Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara in there answers Amalei veAla Kemad. Well, who else is it like? Interesting. Is there a nafkamina between those two? It ends up saying the same thing. One is just a question and an answer, and one is a suggestion and a acceptance of the suggestion. So, my nafkamina, the Gemara is just trying to, this is the Mesorah, how exactly it happens, and, how the maskana was gotten to. Okay, a number of points to mention, here on this daf. First, a smaller point, and that is, when we talk about a violation of me'ila, when it comes to the house, Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud, Ki Dayer Bey, Tosfos discusses this Gemara must be according to the opinion that there is Me'ila when it comes to Talush Ulobasov Chibro. Because after all, this is a house, this is a Mechubar. So Tosfos says, V'yava b'shelo pogam mo'al, even though it wasn't affected, V'yava gab de'ein mo'alin b'mechubal akarka, k'de'isa b'mesechas Me'ila, as it said in Me'ila daf yudches, sarach lomar, hach sugya de'hacha, as yikarav, the Amar Talush Lubasov Chibra Havi Talush. Right, it must be that that's what it's considered according to that man d'amar. K'd'amar ha'mishtacha v'l'bayis asro. Like it says, I bow down to a house, so then it becomes usur, and that is a big discussion there. We mentioned in the past from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that there seems to be steers in certain areas of halacha regarding talushul basov chibro, right? Regarding hilcha shchita, if I have a reed and then I reattach it to the ground, can I do shchita? Avodah zara, if you bow down to a house, right? Me'ila. So some of the questions could be answered. You have to go through each one. Some of the questions could be answered depending on what the context is, because he knows that there are two halachas. There's something called karka and there's something called mechubar. Right? Mechubar is attached. Karka is land. Like we say, an eved is hukesh la karka. We don't say an eved is mechubar. An eved is not attached to the ground. An eved has the status of karka. Even the words karka and mechubar, or a third word we'll throw in, dvarim sheyesh lahem achrayas, right? Three different ways of expressing land or something connected to the land, but they're all different. And we know whenever Chazal use similar ideas, it's not always exactly the same thing. It's giving us a different standard, right? And therefore talash lebasav chibro, you know, could have a nafkamina that might be called mechubar, but it might not be called karka. Avadim might be called karka and not be called mechubar. Nafkaminas, me'ila, and gezel, right? Then whether something is karka in an exalus, it says karka in an exalus. What about mechubar? Can mechubar be an exal, right? Do you see the opposite? Mechubar is even worse. So again, it's depending on the context, but Tosfos here seems to put the sugyas together and says that this is about me'ila and me'ila, so you have to say it is, according to the Mandam, or if Talash Abusav Chibro is considered Talash, and therefore there could still be me'ila related to it. Good. There is a discussion also here about the Hakdasha. The Gemara assumes that one cannot be Makdish, right, if it is already Meshubad to others. There is a sugi that has come up elsewhere in Gittin, Daf Mem, and other contexts that we've shown and discuss it. Rashi, in a few places, mentions Shita both explicitly and implicitly, and that is, I think it's the day of Rava, Hektish Mafkiya Midei Shibud. There are times that we say, being Makdish something, that could uproot a Shibud. If something is earmarked, I owe somebody, and then I'm Makdish it, does that Hektish work? So Rava says, Hektish is mafkiya midei shibud. Hektish could uproot that and overcome that. But Rashi, in a few places, and Tosfos and Gimel and Beis argues, but Rashi says, maybe that only applies to Kedushas Haguf and not Kedushas Damim. Right? That type of Hektish. Kedushas Haguf can be mafkiya midei shibud, and that's what Rashi says, and not Kedushas Damim. Rabbi Chana discusses this in Kedushin, in Os Mem, discusses this Os Mem Beis, sorry, right here, Os Mem Beis, discusses the Svara. Again, the Reb Chaim also, it's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, maybe that's where Reb Chana got it from. What's the difference between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim? Why would Kedushas Haguf, that be uproot and Mafkiya Midei Shibud, while Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, would not? And we mentioned this often in the past, and that is, those two mechanisms to be makdish something work very differently. If I want to give an animal to be a carbon, right, kedushas haguf, I want to be makdish my sheep. So I am makdish my sheep. I say, carbon zeh, right, kefa zeh ola, something like that. So there, how does the hektish work? I am directly sanctifying this animal with my peh. I am not changing directly the financial state of this animal. What I do first and foremost, I'm makdish it. Once I'm makdish it, so then technically maybe financially it hasn't changed to who it's connected to, but now it has kedusha. Now the kedusha is chal on it. In contrast to kedushas bedek habayis. Kedusha bedek habayis, how does that kedusha work? I want to give this table to the Beis HaMikdash. What does that do? How does that work when I makdish the table? It becomes, first of all, mamono shel hektish. Financially belonging to Hektish. Once that occurs, then Memela, certain Kedusha is Chal on it. But the step is that it is financially Shel Hektish, that's how I'm Makdish it, and then Memela, Kedusha is Chal on it. Says Reb Chaim, says Reb Chanan, that's why by Kedusha's Haguf, that could work even if something is already connected to someone else. That could be mafkia shibud. Oh, my kedushas v'dekabayis. Kedushas v'dekabayis. Kedushas damim. How does that work? That step one is financial. So you don't get the first base. You don't get the step one. It's already meshubit to somebody else. So if I try to be makdish it, kedushas v'dekabayis, it doesn't work. That's not mafkia v'dekabayis shibud. But by kedushas haguf, I'm not affecting the financial. So therefore, it could go even on something that is already mishubah. So that's a chilek, and we find that in implicitly in various sugyas and tos in the Gemara. Bali Tosas in Meruba, two Tosasim, right, or two Gemaras, right, three daf away from each other. Baba Kama Ayin Vav, Baba Kama Ayin Tes. If I steal an animal, right, and then I'm makdashit, is that called mechira for tzvichu mechira? Does it work? Is it called Tvicha Mechiris? Like one Gemara says, Meikar Tura Deruvein V'Hasha Tura Deruvein. It's still Ruvein, so you haven't done anything. And the other Gemara says, Meikar Tura Deruvein V'Hasha Tura Deshimon. It's both about Hakdasha. So Tosa says, that's the Chilek. When it comes to Kedushas, Pedek HaBayis, so then it's Meikar Tura Deruvein V'Hasha Tura Deshimon. Because you've changed the financial connection of the item, and that's why it's called a mechira. But by kedushas haguf, what have you done? Right, it still belongs the same. It's still true of the Ruvain. Now it has kedusha on it, right? And therefore, the status is different, but it hasn't changed, and therefore, it is not a problem. Or again, there are other implicit Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. Rashi in Pesachim talks about bal yirov hayimatzei. One does not violate by chametz shel hekdesh. If somebody has chametz of hektish in their rishus, so then they don't violate bal yirov hayimatzei. So Rashi just throws in a small comment. Rashi says that by kedushas bedek habayis. Kedushas bedek habayis, you don't violate bal yirov hayimatzei. So what is Rashi? Sometimes you don't catch that. I think it's psachim daf hey. You don't catch that. Why did Rashi throw that in? The answer is because then it's not financially yours. Kedushas bedek habayis. Kedushas haguf, it's yours. It has kedusha, but it's yours. So you'd violate bal yirov hayimatzei by kedushas haguf because it's still yours. Only by kedushas bedek habayis, one would not. But again, that relates to this sugya here when the Gemara says, how could he be makdushit? So the Gemara says that it was the maskir that was makdish. Isn't it meshubad? Isn't it meshubad to the socher? How could he do that? Before we got to the end where it's just the rental fee that's going to be hukdash. So that sugya definitely relates to this idea, as well. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah. Just one other the Rambam. It'll get more halachas. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Saras in the 12th and 13th parak. That's where he talks all about halachas of Negat Saras. Again, it's so foreign to us, all of these halachas, but that's what we have to be osek in. That's what we have to be osek in. We have to say, is there going to be Saras, Lost in Lavo? Again, is that the Chora? Many say that when Mashiach comes, right? Shmuel says, "Ein bein olam hazeh olam haba elam el shibud malchias bilvad." Only shibud malchias. I mean, whatever the stages are going to be, there's going to be a future stage without gufim. But according to the Rambam, according to many Chazals, it's going to be maybe a little easier to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to be shibud malchias. There's still going to be yitzhahara. There's still going to be sins, and maybe tzaras will come back too. Right, the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of these will be lemaisa. But the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet talks all about Saras, all the halachas of Saras. But Saras in Tumas Saras, I'm sorry, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel is about Tumas Begadim, and then Yud Dalet is about halachas of Inyani Saras, ha bias. Enege batim mitamem shiemar nega shuffle manakir kishira ha nega ba bias avilu chacham jiyodeya valish is a nega lo yigzar. Fascinating halacha. Even if a posig knows halacha, should he not paskin? Saras, he should just say maybe. Right, kinega kishayira nega babayis afilu chacham shehu yodeya vaday shezeh nega lo yigzar v'yomer nega nirali babayis. He shouldn't say it. Ella omer lekohen kinega nirali babayis. When should the person asking the question ever say, "I'm not sure"? Even if he is sure, the tziva kohen v'ido asabayis afilu chavilu esam v'ido kanim v'achar kach yava kohen v'ikanis v'yira hanega. And it quotes all the different halachos. It has to be at least a house of Dalet. Al Dalet, the Raman Paskin is like that Gemara. Yushalayim v'chutz la'aretz, ein matam b'negon. Right, for different reasons. There's no Tumas Habayis in Yerushalayim, there's no Tumas Habayis in chutz la'aretz. Shene'amar beveitz eretz achuz aschem. V'Yerushalayim lo neschalko l'shvatim. And it's not eretz achuz aschem in chutz la'aretz either. Ubate hagoyim sheb eretz Yisrael, ein matam b'negon. non-Jewish houses in Eretz Yisrael are also Namatami Ibn Agoyim. Again, all of these are based on Mishnayis and Limudim in the Masechta Zogah. Okay, a lot more there by Bayis HaMenuga, but let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Chayvei Arachin, Memashkinin Osan. So again, this is an Arachin Mishnah, but it's also a little Shas Mishnah that has important messages for us regarding other sugyas also. So if somebody's chayv an erech, so Bezdin sends a gabai and forcibly takes a mashkon because we're not sure if this guy is going to take this seriously or not. So therefore, we are memashkin. We take a mashkon from this guy. Memashkin in osan. When it comes to arachin, why? As we will see, because there's nothing pushing him to fulfill this. If we think that he's going to fulfill this memela and there's pressure on him, so then we're not going to do it. But by Arachin, there's no pressure. Unlike Chai v'chatoz v'asham, osim v'mashkin osam. When it comes to chatoz v'asham, people want to get kapara. People don't want to have a sin hanging over their head. They want to get mechila, and therefore, by chatoz v'asham, we're not memashkin because those are ba'al chet. And we assume people are going to bring it. Chai ve olos v'shlamim, memashkin osan. Olos v'shlamim are not memashkin. Rashi points out, even though an ola is a little machaper, right? We know olos machaper on aseis and lavanitach aseis, but not in the same way. As we know, again, big sugya, the relationship between Ola, the nature of Ola, the nature of Chadas versus Asham. We discussed that at length in Maseches Zvachim and elsewhere. But by Ola and Shlamim for sure. Shlamim is not Baal Chet at all. That's the Rambam in Maisa Karbanas in Perek Gimel, that by the vidui of Shlamim is Divrei Shevach, right? Ola, there's a vidui on the Aveira, so to speak, that it's Mechaper for, but it's still not Baal Chet in the same way. So Chayavir, Cholos for Shlamim, Mashkin, Oslam, Zebezin is B'mashkin, because, it is not as mechuyav, so to speak, as the others. Aval pishe miskaper lashis yisratze. Even though we forcibly take a mashkon, and they're going to have to bring a carbon, they're going to bring a carbon to get their mashkon back, but the ritzui of the carbon is not really going to take place until they are merutze, they themselves have the ratzon. Shene emar, lirtzono. As it says in Vayikra Pelag Aleph, lirtzono, kofin oso, ad sheyomer rotzani. Right, we force him until he says Rotsani. Until he says Rotsani, we will force him. The Tosfos Rid in the Dharma Daf Lamed Hey, Tosfos Rid says there, even though we have a principle of Zachin La Adam Shelo B'Fanav, right? So therefore, what do you mean? Just take it and Zachin La Adam B'Fanav. We don't have to worry about what he says. No, says the Rid. Ava Bish L'Chol Din Yatar Omrim Zachin La Adam Shelo B'Fanav Mikol Makom L'Inyan Karbanos Ein Adin Kain. You need the ratzon of the miskaper, right? You have to have ratzon, a certain thing, zach l'adam. One also might say that you don't say zach l'adam if he's beferish, saying, I don't want it, but I'm not interested in it. So the Tosfos Rid says it as a unique halacha of hektish. You know, one might suggest also that, you know, you don't say it unless it's if the person is dafka, is expressing that it's not a schus and he doesn't want it. One also might say that it's related to, maybe it's not fully zachan la'adam here, right? If the person gives the karban, but he didn't really want to give the karban, so it kind of smacks of zachan me'adam and not zachan le'adam. Not exactly, because he ultimately gave it begrudgingly, but maybe because he didn't want it, it's in the category of Zachin Me'adam, like the Rashba and the Darim and the Ksos expanded on it, that we say Zachin La'adam Shlo B'Fanav, not Zachin Me'adam Shlo B'Fanav. Remember, that was the Machlokas, the Ksos and the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the Ramah, in Yaradeya, but the Ksos obviously talks about this in Choshev Mishpat. The Ramah writes, the quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen, that if a woman is baking, the woman, there's a Mishareses, there's a woman who's working in a house, and the Ba'al HaTabayis went out, and all of a sudden she sees that the dough is rising, and if she doesn't put the challah in right now to the oven, then the dough's going to get ruined. What did she do? She wasn't mafrisha challah yet. So whatever the case is, so the Kso says, you know, what they should have done is baked it. You can take off challah but the oven afterwards. But she didn't. She didn't know. She didn't want to get ruined, so she took off challah. She took off challah before, and then she baked it. So does that work? That's Zachin May Adam Shalom B'Fanav. You want to be Mezake, this Ba'al HaSabayis, but the way you're doing that is to, by taking something of hers. Zachin May Adam. So is that okay? So the Ramah quotes, that's okay. Because maybe you look at Zachiyah in the larger picture. Belajah, she's going to ruin, the whole thing's going to get ruined. And the Ksos argues, the Ksos says no, based on this Rashba and Nadarim, that Lamed Vavish, Zachin Adam Shalom Bafanav, but not Zachin May Adam. So again, that's a sugya there. So this is not exactly that case, but maybe it's a similar, idea, and therefore, Zachin Adam would not work here. There is a question Tosfos has in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when exactly are we Mamashkein? At which stage, like right when he says, I want to give the Erech, right? At which stage are we Mamashkein? So Tosfos discusses Rosh Hashanah, Vav, Am, and Aleph, right? We know there's a concept of Baal Ta'acher, right? That if you don't bring the Karbanas in time by the Chagim, so then, one is in violation. So Tosfos discusses, Vim Tomar, Vahad, it's not Perak Omer Mishkali, right? Tosfos quotes from our Perak. When is this taking place? If it's after the Chagim, they're already violating Afilo Olas for Shlomim Nami, then even the Olas and the Shlomim, they're already overdue. So that he should take Mashka from them too. Before it's Baal Ta'acher, then that you shouldn't take from anything. And if you violated Baal Ta'acher already, then you violated Baal Ta'acher. You didn't violate yet. Bezek can see that he's not bringing. He has no plans. Right? You didn't violate Baal Ta'acher yet, but Bezek can see, and they want to help him. Tosu discusses whether when this is taking place, and then he talks about why not Ola? It is mechaper, right? Our Rashi had said, okay, Ola isn't really, but Tosu there says that Ola is mechaper on a chai ve'asei. So why isn't that considered part of Chatas and Asham? V'yesh lomar tekiven darinan ba'alma yuma pevav. You can get kapara in other avenues when it comes to Ola. But, you know, the other, Chatas and Asham, you can't. Chatas and Asham, you can't. Okay, last line of the Mishnah, very famous. So too by a get, even though we know that a get Me'usa is not acceptable, a get that is forced by Bezdin or by anyone of the husband, again, has to be given l'ratzon of the husband. Still, Bezdin can use their authority to pressure him, and until he says rotsani, rotsani. There is a question in the Rishonim: does he have to beferish a rotsani? What if he kind of, you know, kind of gives this askama with body language, right, and not dafka beferish? Is it? Or if we say to him rotsah, rotsah, and he shows sake, he doesn't argue. So that's a question in the mafarshim: if you need beferish saying it, or even just acquiescing. Do we say ashtika kohoda? But as we know, the Rambam has a very famous formulation at the end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Gerushin regarding this halacha. It comes up three times in Shas, so got to read it today. The Rambam says in Gerushin Beis Chaf, when he quotes this, and what's so amazing is that it's the Rambam talking here, that it's not just any Rishon, but it's the Rambam talking. Misha did no se shekofen aso lagarish his ishto. If somebody has the halacha, then Bezdin has to force him to give his wife a get, whatever the context is, and he doesn't want to. Bezdin shall Yisrael b'chal makom v'chal zman makan asor Hashem arotzani. Bezdin's allowed to physically encourage him to be able to give the get until he says rotzani v'yichtav aget v'hu get kasher. V'cheni mikol goyim v'amr lo asei mashi Yisrael omrin lecha v'lachzor as Yisrael v'yad goyim. Fine. Continue. It says the Rambam v'lom lo batel getzeh shari you anus b'im b'yad goyim b'im b'yad Yisrael. I don't understand this. This is not rotzon. Sha'ein omrim anus elalamisha nilchatz v'nitchak lasos davar she'einim achuyim v'natar lasoso. Unbelievable. We only say anus in a case where a person does not have to do something that the Torah says. Kigon, mishahuka ush'at shemachar onaslan. If somebody is beaten up till he sells something, doesn't have to sell the item, so then we would say it's no good. Aval mishatakfo yitzro hara levatel mitzvah olasos aveira v'huka at she'asar davar shechayiv anas. If we beat him up until he says fine, and now he's going to do something that the Torah says that he should do, or he won't do something, right? What's the concept of by kofen al mitzvah saseh? Same idea. Why is that? Why does that work? Why does Bezdin do that? He's only doing it because he doesn't want to get beat up anymore. Ein ze onas mimenu. Ela hu onas atzmo. B'daito hara'a. It's the Yitzhara that is being ma'anes him, and we're removing the anas. And then Mameila, now his true self is coming through. Laficha zeshi and rotsa lagarish miachar she rotsa lios mi Yisrael rotsu lasos kala mitzvos ulasrachik min averos v'yitzra hu shetakfo v'kivat shehuka chetashas yitzra v'amar rotsa ani kfar giresh lertzono. That's an amazing Rambam. And again, it has to do hashkafically also the pintel yid that every Jew wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's based on the Gemara Maseches Nida of the Malach learning Kol HaTorah Kula that creates a certain nitiya towards Ruchnius and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is an important discussion. Again, Achronim also get into how exactly this is working. But either way, is it where the Maharik has a line that maybe it's working through Afkeinu? Right, it's not just which is unusual. Right? You might say no, it's a get. But I say no, if it could be undermined. Okay, either way, that's the using the Bezdin's power. Vayter says the Gemara Amar Papa Pamim Shechayvi Chatos B'Mashkinosan Chayvi Olatay B'Mashkinosan. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes Chayvi Chatos, which we said in the Mishnah, you don't have to force because we assume people are going to do it. Sometimes no, it would be forced, and sometimes Olos would not be forced. Chayvi Chatos B'Mashkinosan B'Chatos Nazir. We know there are karbanas chatas that are not brought baal chait. So by chatas nazir, tekiva damar mar im gila chal achan mishlash dan yatza, even since we learned in Maseches Nazir, that even if you only bring just one of your set of karbanas of nazir, so then one of the chatas, the ola or the shlamim, so then even one of them, then you could already get a haircut. So therefore, you might not be so, once he brings the ola, maybe he won't bring the chata so soon. So then, Pasha Bavla Maisi, maybe he won't bring the chatas. That's an example of what we would force. We would be mamashkin. Chaybe ola te mamashkin o son, bolas yoledes. And sometimes we wouldn't have to be mamashkin by an ola, because we would assume that it would be brought by an olas yoledes. An olas yoledes, right? She is not allowed in the base of Migdash or able to eat karbanas until she brings the olas yoledes. So my nihu, to akhtame kra, what, you're saying that the Torah, if the psukim have it first, Rashi klomar, my time amar de olasa ma'akavasa. Why are you saying, says the Gemara, wait a minute, that the ola is ma'akev? Because it's first in the pasuk, right? The only time that when you have to bring a set of ola and chatas, the ola is written first, and that's why you think that's the one that's ma'akev, and therefore you don't have to force her. But v'amar Rava lemikra ikdi ma'akasav. Rashi quotes this. No! Still the chatas is brought first before the ola is just lemikra. How it's read in the Torah, the ola is first, but really halachically, the chatas comes before the ola. So we're back to the question of, what do you mean? No, the chatas is the crucial one, not the ola. The ola is only first, lemikra'ah. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. Ela, you're right, but ola's mitzora. The ola's mitzora is the one that we won't have to worry about. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Broka, Omer, Keshem, Shechatasa, Vashama, Ikavto, Kach ola so ikavto. The ola is also ma'akev, and therefore, we don't have to worry, it's for sure going to be brought. Period. That line of Lamikra is a discussion, not here so much in the Rishonim, but elsewhere. But elsewhere, that's if you look in the Tosfos in Zvachim and Daf Tzadi, Tosfos discusses, so what does that mean? Right? It says Ola before Chatas, by Karben Yoledes. So why? Lamikra. It's obviously it's read first, it's earlier in the Pasuk. Right, so what does that mean? So that's what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes both ala Torah and there in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph Shetehe Nikreis Beinyan Tchila. So Tosa says Vitema Machidish Uzeh. What does that mean? Vayidaber Hashem Shalimar. Vayidaber comes first in the pasuk. Obviously, that's how you read it. That's what the pasuk says. Right, you don't say Emuktam Amuchar Batorah within one pasuk. Right, you don't say that as the Gemara says in Psachim. Right, within one inyan, you don't say that. So what does that mean? Right, so umefarish Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim Baal Yatosfos says maybe lemikra'a means how you're makri it. You should be makdish the ola first. Lemikra'a, not the pasuk, but lagdisha tchila she yakdish haola kodem achatas. Aval lahakrev chatas kodem es, but be makrev it. Obviously, chatas always goes but first. Surmira before the asito. That's Tosfos. What does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean? Lemikra'a. So, the Achronim, the Cheshik Shlomo there in the back of the Gemara, Shlomo Mivilna, and the Torah Tamima. I'll read it from the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima on the Pasuk has the following suggestion. No, the Mikra means something deeper here. Says the Torah Tamima, The Gemara in Megillah tells us, as we know, Daflam and Aleph, that in a time when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, then we have to say the Karbanos. And when we say the Karbanos, it's Ki'ilu we brought them. Right? Avraham Avinu says, what am I going to, Bema Zachin, in a time without a Beis HaMikdash? So, Ma'al Alakasav Ki'ilu Grivin Lufanai. Says the Torah Tamima and the Cheshek Shlomo, that's L'mikra'a. When it comes to a time in history when you're only reading it, you're not being makriv it. L'mikra, bizman hazeh, that's what it's talking about. L'rameh ala kriya bizman she'ein mikdash, sorech likros parshas ola kodem l'parshas chatas. Uvetama davar, why? Apima shechazav mafarshim. De'ein ha'esek b'divrei Torah b'inyin karbanos shaveh mamash la'karvas karbanos. We say ki'ilu, right? Ki'ilu you brought the karbanos when you say them. Is that really? Like when there's a base of English, we're not going to have to bring the karban chatas that we owe? No. It's ki'ilu. So it's only ki'ilu, though, by the chatas and the asham. By the ola, maybe it's not just ki'ilu. Because it's not as much of a chiyuv, ironically, your kriya could be mamish, like you're bringing it. Right? And that's why, right, like certain things are not. Right? V'achla samash akup arbahem. Kornim ochel and balam is kaprim. And if we say it nowadays, we get full kapar? No. Im chelek gavoha efshir latzeis shivui gomer de esek haTorah. Find the chelek that Hashem gets. Hashem can say it's ki'ilu, you brought it. But what about the Kohanim eating it? They didn't eat it. When it comes to an ola, it's all for Hashem. So by an ola week, Hashem can say it's ki'ilu, you know, I give you the full credit. That's why bizman hazeh, at a time where it's only mikra, that's why the ola would go first, and it's more prime, it's primary, and that's why says the Torah Tamima here, Shayach ba yoser lomar shahamir etiyah b'makom hakrava, mashenkin shayar karbanos sheish bem ikuv achilas koan nemes habasar. Fascinating. V'chei bizman hazeh, b'kriyas haparsha kadma ola lechadas. Then he says, look in the Magen Avraham in Siman Aleph, where he talks about the order of karbanos bizman hazeh. So he says, why should in certain formulations that the ola is before the chatas? Why should the chatas is always before the ola? But it's mikra now. If it's mikra, right in kakeli, right the ola. So if ola is first, then yes, the ola. That's why if it's bizman hazeh, again according to the Mis, it would have to be changed. Loss of lava. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Vavavisha with Amos Karbalashi Sizratza, continuing the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Yakriv Oso, Melamecha Kofan Oso, Yachol Bal Karcho, Tamalabalar Tono, Haketza Kofan Oso, Shimarotzani. Right? He has to be Makrivit, but, you force him. Yakriv, that's Hifil, you force him, but he says Lortzono, and therefore Kofan Oso, Shimarotzani. Omar Shmuel, Ola Sricha Das. A carbon Ola requires Das, Shene Amar Lortzono. So the Gemara says, "By Kamash Latinino, what Shmuel's Chiddush?" We learned that in the Mishnah. Afal Pishim is Kapalo. She is Rasa. She never learned so no. It says learned so no. So what's the Chiddush? Lo Tzricha de Parish Le Chavre. Right. What happens if his friend is Orashi's Girsa de Afrish Le Chavre? Right. His Yurchayv and Ola, and your friend is Mafrish the carbon for you. Right. Rashi. De Afrish Le Chavre. Shayezechayv Ola uba Chaver Veifrisha Mishelo leKabarasa Shozeh. I know that you're chayv a carbon olas. I take one of my animals and I'm mafresh it. So then, ma'o de tema ki bi'ina das midi day. You might have thought that you only have to get his das and ratzon if it's his own animal. Ava mita chavre lo. But if his friend is supplying the animal, then maybe, you know, you don't need anything. It's like, there, it's like zachin la adam. Kamash malan, zin medelo nichale de lechver b'midi de lo di day. Maybe he wants to be mischaper with his own animal, not with his friend's animal. And therefore, you need his, you need it for him. The Achronim or Medayik in the Rashi, this you only need his Ratzon if you're giving a carbon on his behalf that he is Mechuyev in. Right? Let's say you want to bring a Nadav on somebody's behalf. So then you don't need his anything more. Right? Rashi says, right, Zechayiv Ola. When he's a Chayiv Ola, then you need his Das. But not otherwise. Meisve, is this really true that you need his das? Let's say in the case of the chaver, chatas of Hashem Shaploni Alai, if somebody says, I want to bring somebody's chatas and Asham on me, Ladaas, if you let him know, Yatza, Shelo Ladaas Lo Yatza. Right, if without his das Lo Yatza. Olaso Vishlam of Shaploni Alai Bin Lad Ben Shlo Ladas Yatza. Even without Ladas, how could Shmuel say that you need Das by Ola? The Brisa says Beferish, that you don't need Das by Ola. Amar lecha Shmuel, Kitanya hi b'shas kapara. De'irchi b'shas afrasha. That Brisa that you don't need Das is b'shas kapara. You already got the Das b'shas afrasha. So if he already said Pashas Hafrasha that I'm happy with it, then even if he would change his mind later, it's too late. Once you get the green light, and the Rambam Paskin's like this, once you get the green light Pashas Hafrasha, then we say it's Nicha Pashas Kapara. Even though it's Makrav, you might say Shalokir Tzono now. No, doesn't matter. Pashas Hafrasha is key. Ki Kamina, no, Pashas Hafrasha. I'm talking about Pashas Hafrasha, you have to get the Das, Pashas Hakrava you don't need. Upliga de Ula, and Shmuel is against Ula. Shmuel is exactly opposite of Ula, as we're about to see. De Omar Ula, Lo Chilko Bechatas La Ola, Ella, what's a chilek between chadas and olah? Shachadas, tri chadas, b'shas afrasha. Chadas needs dat b'shas afrasha, but olah ain't tri chadas b'shas afrasha. Olah does not. Avo shas kapara, idi v'idi, l'das yatsa, shlo das lo yatsa. Everybody agrees that b'shas kapara you need das. The machlok is about b'shas afrasha, which is exactly opposite of what Shmuel said. Shmuel says b'shas afrasha is the key, and then you don't need das b'shas Akrava. Meisvei. So what about the Brisa? What does Ula do with this Brisa? Chatasov Hashamo V'olaso V'shalav Shaploni Olai Ladas Yatsa Shlodas Lo Yatsa. The Brisa says that everything needs Ladas. So each one will work it out based on their Shita. Shmuel Mukila B'shas Afrasha, which he says is crucial. Ula Mukila B'shas Kapara. That's the Chiluk. So again, might be a fundamental machlokes. How crucial Hafrasha is. Or everybody might agree it's crucial. The question is, could Shas Kapara undermine the Shas Hafrasha? Amar Apapa. So the Gemara just explicates, even though it's kind of verbose. It's unusual that we already know exactly the machlokes. The Gamara explicates it a little more. Masdisei adadi lokashin. Habashas kapara, habashas afrasha. V'amoroi dami lokasha. Shmuel muki kamaisa bashas kapara. Basraisa bashas afrasha. Ula muki ifcha. Amoroi vadei pligi. The Amoroi are arguing. But the, I mean, Shmuel and Ula, but they all fit into the Brisa. Gemara says Pshita, that's pretty obvious. We already said that. So Ma the Tema, my Bishas Afrasha to Kamar Shmuel, Af Bishas Afrasha. You also, not just Bishas Kapara, even Bishas Afrasha. Viavagada Kamaisa Tiufte, Kamashmulan, it's not Af. Not Af, it's different Shitos. And it's a Chiddush. The Gemara is acknowledging that it's a Chiddush to say that Shas Hafrasha is separate and maybe could over, prevent, even if you don't have Shas Kapara, it would still be good enough. Good. V'chem begid den Hashem kofim v'chulu. Amar efsheshes. Haiman demaser modah agita moduay modeh. If somebody gives a modah about a get, meaning he goes to Edom before he's about to give a get and says, what I'm about to do is a fake, I'm being forced to, I don't want to, then that modah is effective. That modah is effective beforehand. The Gemara has all the halachas in Eben Ezer in Ochos Gittin about this. Pshita, v'tzricha dasuye v'artzi. Right, the chiddush is, even if they forced him and he was maratzeh, and he was not mevatel the modah b'feirish. Right, even though this following get is not going to be good, but then later on it seems like, he does it willingly, but he never said b'feirish that he was mevatel it. So ma'at tema bituli batzla, you might say he was mevatel it, right, because of his ratzon. Kamash malan, you do not say that. De'im kain, listni ad sheyitain, my ad sheyomar, at the mevatel leila mode, right? So he has to be mevatel it explicitly, and that's why Tosfos says our minhag is to have by a gittin to have a lashon like that. Lefichach nagu olam levatel kol modi umodi de asu migo modi b'shas ksivas haget u'b'shas hanesina de chashina shemavitel osel. Right? We're mevatel, and we say there's no modah. Sometimes certain versions of ksubis also have a lashon like this, the mevatel any previous modah. We want it to be totally clean when the get is given. Good. Adralach Omar Mishkali, when we spoke about the weight. Good. So now we get into some other, again, Shas discussions when we talk about estimation, Bezdin's estimation of certain items. Shum hayisomim shloshim yom. When Bezdin is evaluating certain property of Yisomim to sell them in order to pay a Baal Chov, and they want to get the best price for orphans. So they don't just wait a day. Shema Yisomim, Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Tosfos says, even Yisomim. Why? Because Tosfos says, you might have thought you wait 60 days for Yisomim. Like Hektish. Right? You give it 60, no, Kamashmon, it's only 30. Shema Yisomim, Shloshim Yom. Shema Hektish, Shishim Yom. Umachrizim, Babokar, Ba'erev, and your Machriz every morning and every evening to try to get the best price. Trying to get the best price. So Maishtaba Boker Ba'erev, what's Boker Ba'erev? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Bishas Hotzas Polim, Ubishas Achnasas Polim. When the workers are going in and out, that's when it's busy. That's when when there are the workers there. So maybe somebody might tell his workers, okay, you're finished working, so go check. Go check what kind of property this is. Bishas Hotzas Polim to Ika Denichal Mizvin. Amalo, right, somebody when the Polim are going out, and a person wants to buy Amalo the Polim, Ezilu, Cyril, and Eli, go check it out, go inspect it. Go see how it is. Bishas Achanasas Polim, Denidkar, to Amalo, and Ezil, and Shailinu. Right, when the Polim come in, he'll remember also that he'll want to check it out. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, Shema Yisomim Shloshim Yom, Shema Hechna Shishim Yom, and Machizim Abokar Be'erav. Bishas Hotzas Polim, Bishas Achanasas Polim, says Beferish. Omer Sade Ploni Bisimaneha Ubimitsareha Kahi Yafefe Kahi Shuma. Right, they announce this field with its borders, it's great, and this is how much it's worth. Kolarosa Likach Yavovi Yikach. Amanas Litain, and then they add the money that you are paying these Yisomim is for the following. Amanas Litain Leisha Biksuba. So the Lacha Bechovo, right? It's to help pay them. So the Gemara says, why do you have to add that? Lamele Mir Amanas Litain Leisha Biksuba. So the Lachov Chovo, because that might make you get some more money. Diga Nichlev Balchov to make up a Zuse. Some might be more wont to buy it when it's a Balchov, because usually the Balchov will accept any coins, even inferior coins. So they'll want to jump on it to buy it. Diga Nichlev Isha the Shakla Yad Al Yad. An Isha probably would want it in installments. She won't need the money right away. She'll want a consistent income, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay right away. But either way, Bezin is out for the good of the Yisomim, and they try to do what they can at this point. Right, but interesting that it's Hachnasas and Hosas Hapoalim, because at that time, that's when it's busy. Remember the Chizkuni writes in Shmos and Perek Yud Beis, the Chizkuni discusses how every detail of the Korban Pesach was done to basically to undermine the belief of the Mitzrayim, and to show that their God is not a God. For 4 days, they kept it tied to the bed, so they hear their God bang right next to the bed. It was barbecued. It wasn't cooked. So when somebody's having a barbecue, the whole town knows about it, right? You know, it's roasted whole, right? So that it's seen exactly what it is. It's done bein ha'arbayim, he says, because that's when the Paulim are going in and out, and that's when it's busy, and everybody will realize. Everybody will realize at that time, again, amongst other details, that's the Chizkuni. Every detail of Karan Pesach was meant to undermine the Mitzrayim's belief. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue next time. Here in the sixth parak, Maseches Arachin, as we have, not too much longer, week and a half or so, to this Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.